Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's your brother Elohim live in Hello, Philadelphia. Today's talk is about health. Okay. And the question on the board today is, why are you eating? Why are you eating? Everybody ever asked themselves that. Why am I eating? Well, there's a lot of reasons why you might eat. You might eat to live. You might eat because you want to gain weight. Eat because you want to lose weight. you might eat because you're an athlete. You want to be in the best health or doing a little running around, whatever you're doing out there, you know. There's a lot of reasons why people eat. We'll get into that in a few minutes as to what is the best reason to eat. Where you should be eating, okay? Now, just for a few minutes, we're going to talk about love. Love to act and make others feel good. That's our first thing. We are about love. Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. That's who we are. Sponsored by the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Christ and Allah, boy, you never had those in the same sentence. Yeah, I know you don't. Because the occult practitioners out there want they have to have an enemy. And if you ever studied the 48 Powers of Law, I tell you, if you don't have an enemy, make one. Create one. You know, we've seen it come together more better when we have something to fight against than we have something to fight for. It's absolutely amazing, you know. So let's fight to love each other. Let's fight to help have a healthy and prosperous society, okay? Let's fight so that 1% don't control all the doggone money, you know? And you wonder why you don't have no money. It's, a lot of times it's because you don't have access. Not like you don't have a good idea. And you can't do things, but you just don't have access. Hold on for a second. My throat's a little parched for some reason. I do a lot of talking. These vocal cords, boy, they're blessed. That's why I marvel at these singers. They get up there to sing all the time, they get albums and everything, and they don't get as hoarse as they, well, some of them do get hoarse, but they don't get as hoarse like me and you do. When you get hoarse, you can't do nothing. They get hoarse, they go out and sing anyway. You know, I think one of the singers said, hey, if I'm not hoarse, I'm not even singing. You know what I mean? Most of the time, he sing hoarse, you know? It's kind of interesting, but that brings us to the topic of health. You know, we're Bible thumpers. Now, we have a different meaning for Bible thumper than most of you. There's two practitioners in the Bible. One practice is the occult practice. That's where everybody's lined up. They line up like droves getting into the occult because of the rituals and the promises and none of the actual work is on the preacher. Because the preacher, I mean, he can promise you that God is going to take care of everything. He said you can't fault him for nothing. Well, God, if it be the will of God, then that's what it is, you know. It can't be on me, it's on the will of God, you know. So the preachers don't promise you nothing. And they're not really held responsible for anything except for the laws of God, you know, because God is going to give them everything. God is going to be the one. Now, the 1%, they know better. They know better. Because when come time to get something done, they go right to the reap what you sow portion of the scripture. They go right to the power, you know? And when you get into the reap what you sow portion of the scriptures, that's where the power comes from. Come time to do something, they don't be, they be praying, but that's for show. They be praying for show. They get up and get something to do something about it. You know what I mean? And this is the mindset that we have to switch over to. And we have to push this country in the right direction. You know, a lot of people think, well, I'm a black person. It ain't my country. Yes, it is your country. Like it be your house. Somebody come in and steal your house and kick you out. Well, you're fighting to get back in, but that don't mean it's not your house. You get where I'm coming from? So we got to take back control of the House. Well, now they got the House and the Senate and all that. We got to take back control of all that. You follow what I'm saying? Five tribes have to come together, step up, and do what they're supposed to do. Run this doggone country, starting on the bottom line. That's where the Republicans, they're going right down to the bottom, starting with the block captains and who's this and who's that, who's your alderman, who's your congressman? Who's your senator? You know, right up the line. Who's your city representatives? You follow what I'm saying? Who's your mayor? The police chief? All this good kind of stuff. This is where they started. They're going there. Because that's where the real power is at. That's what's controlling your life. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember there's two countries here. There's the United States and the United States of America. One is the federal government and one is the states. The federal government is owned by the Queen. I look it up, you know. Federal government is owned by the Queen and the Americans, okay? That's why the British used to say the sun never sets on the British Empire, okay? Now, we're talking about health today. The question that's on the board is, why are you eating? Why are you eating? You don't think in terms of, well, I'm eating. If I don't eat, I'm going to die. I have to eat, you know? That's some people eat because they just have to. And they'll eat whatever. Anything you put on their plate, they'll gobble it down. They don't care whether it's fries, fricassee, it don't make them no difference. They'll gobble it up, whether it's pork or beef or any other kind of flesh out there. In fact, some people eat anything that's breathing. Because at one point, they said, as the Bible said you can eat anything with two legs, anything that breathes there, you know? We're supposed to be meat eaters. According to the Bible, we're supposed to be meat eaters. That's what we're supposed to be eating. We're not supposed to be eating anything that's not meat, okay? That's what was given to us, right? From the beginning, from the week we lived at 930 years. During the time of Eve, that's how long we're died during the time of Eve. That's in the time of Eve. That's why they said in the time of Eve. They didn't say the next day. Because in the time of Eve, we were living for over 900 years, okay? But a diet was given to you. Herbs and seed bearing fruits, vegetables. That's what you're supposed to be eating for your meat, all right? You can go check it out. That's what I'm saying. They're reading the book and don't even know what they're actually supposed to be doing. You're going to church, man, they're eating everything under the sun. I mean, everything under the sun. If it ain't nailed down, they're eating it because they have the wrong concept. That's why they're sitting in the doctor's office all the doggone time. You know, I get my checkups once or twice a year, and I go in and check them out. They got the machine to tell you what's wrong. You know, now when you go into a hospital, and they check you out and don't tell you what your vitamins and mineral count is. You got the wrong doctors. You got the wrong doctor. You know what I mean? Now, you got to remember, most of the doctors work for the drug dealers. Wait a minute. You call them drug dealers? They're drug dealers. It says drug store. Okay? They're dealing in drugs. You know? That's what they do. And they had a nice, the system they got set up is really, really nice. I got to admit, I'm impressed. They help our grants and loans to get people through medical school. Then they help with grants and loans so that the hospitals pushing through Congress to get the grants stuff, to get all the equipment stuff that they need to do their little diagnosis, okay? Now, what they do, they figure out what you have, and once they figure out what you have, okay, they don't send you to the food. They send you to the drug boards, okay? They want the 3 meals they diet is designed to have you on some kind of pill for the rest of your life by the time you turn 50. I mean, the way I eat, you're not going to, I mean, I eat well. I mean, I eat very well, but I'm on a pill. I'm on a blood thinner. For some reason, I got a blood clot. You know where I'm coming from? So what do? They don't tell me that. Look, man, if you drink more water, you know what I mean? You're not getting enough water in your system, okay? And your sodium count is low. They don't tell me that. They say, hey, here's a blood thinner. And then it'd be advertised on TV. Because they know if you eat in a certain way, you're going to get certain diseases. This is why they can advertise. Xarelto and all this kind of stuff. They want to give you Xarelto. But when I check the side effects for Xarelto, ain't nowhere in the world I was taking that. But they gave me some kind of generic brand of the same thing. So I figured I'd take that for about 6-7 months. And see how it works. And so far, it's working pretty good. You know what I mean? I have no real bad effects with the blood thinner. But that's all I'm taking. I'm taking a blood thinner. That's it. You know what I'm coming from? So the question that's on the board is, why are you eating? Now, let's get into what we should, the actual reason that we should be eating, okay? That they don't tell you. Every 7 years, without fail, the body completely renews all of itself every 7 years. The question is, are you making whole, complete cells, or are you making defective cells? Okay? Oh, wait a minute, brother. how can you, how, what's the difference between a wholesale and a defective shop? How does that work? What makes that happen? I'm drinking a little liquid here because my throat is a little hoarse. I'm talking too much. I wish, girl, I like the thought. But said, well, how does that happen? What makes that imperfect sell? You know? Okay. Let's use a different thought process than what they're giving you in this particular society. I don't use the term culture. It is a culture, but what we're talking about is not actually part of the culture. It's part of the society's methodology of getting paid off of you. Because they're getting paid off this body of yours. Your body makes them a lot of money. You know what I mean? so the the core temperature is supposed to be 98.6. I don't keep mine at 98.6. That's not too high for me. I keep mine at 97.6, you know? And when it goes up into the 98.6 range, that means something a little off. I got a little fever or something, or I'm actually doing some extracurricular activity. But, and just that 1 degree lower that I keep my temperature. Yeah, you can control your own temperature. Your body's amazing. Control your temperature, you can control your heartbeat. There's a lot of things that you can do with this body that they're not telling you. They want to control those things. They give you a pill. Well, this pill here, they try to do that to me. That's my heart racing a little bit. You know, I get excited. What can I tell you? But so they had something, a little half a pill they wanted to give me. I said, no, I don't need that. You know, I just get a little more lycopene in my system. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. When you study, you kind of know what you need to be. So I get a little more lycopene in the system. Maybe it helps regulate my heart. Where's the lycopene? That's in the red stuff. That's tomatoes and papaya. I got lycopene in it. Some fruits and stuff, you know. But you have to kind of like be looking for the right things to choose, the right things to eat. Okay, let's get into this body, 98.6 degrees. If you put something in an oven at 98.6 degrees, it's going to cook slow, very slowly it's going to cook, but it's going to cook nonetheless. And with the acid combination in the stomach, you know, it starts to break down the foods and stuff so they can go through your veins, because the veins have little holes in them, you know, that where certain vitamins or certain sizes goes in, comes out. It's released into that particular portion of the body that needs it, you know, that needs whatever you're giving. I understand. So what you need to do, think in terms of your belly being an oven, okay? My belly's an oven? Yes, it is. It cooks your food, okay? That's why the Honorable Muhammad said, look, don't eat raw food, cook it, because your body's going to cook it anyway. It's a matter of how you're cooking it. Now, me, I was boiling my food for a while, but I boil it with just a little bit of water, and when I boil it, put the lid over the pot, and I cook until all the water is gone. That means that all of the minerals and nutrients that are cooked out of it is absorbed back into it. See what I'm saying? Because it goes back into the vegetables, not the work. Then I just threw it in the crock pot. I just steam it down. 5 minutes, I steam the vegetables, and I'm garbage, you know? But your body cooks the food. Think in terms of making a cake, all right? Now, if you put all those of you who cook, those of you who cook, all of your ingredients that goes into a cake, you put in the cake at the same time before you put the cake in the oven to make the perfect cake. You put all of the ingredients in there, man, that cake come out perfect every time. You have the best cake on the planet if you put all the right ingredients in, okay? That's when you baking, that's actually read what you sow, which is science, okay? If you if you sow the right things in, you're going to reap the right things out. That's what's going on. So if you sow the proper ingredients into the cake, that cake is going to be perfect. You're going to reap a, if you sow the proper ingredients into the cake, you're going to reap a really good cake. That cake's going to be perfect, okay? But if you don't, now you don't put enough sugar in there, that ain't going to be sweet. You don't put enough leavening in there, the cake's not going to rise, okay? You don't put the eggs or if you're using an egg substitute, you don't put that in there, the cake is going to be kind of gooey. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what you leave out. But the cake requires certain ingredients for it to become a cake. Okay? Now, this is not high science. Well, it is high science, but we're talking about a cake. Okay? We're using high science to talk about a cake. But I'm using the cake as a metaphor because every 7 years, your body completely replaces every cell in it. Okay? Now, the body is replacing every cell in it. Okay? Then think about it. You're supposed to be eating to make the perfect cell. So when you sit down and eat, if you don't have all of the ingredients there when you sit down and eat, how is the body going to make the perfect cell? That's why the 3-meal-a-day diet is so bad. See what I'm saying? I mean, you eat 3 meals a day, but you have to think in terms of, it all comes down to why you're eating. If you're eating to make that perfect cell, then you'll figure out how to, what the body needs, how much protein, how much riboflavin, how much thiamine, how much vitamin C. You'll figure out how much the body actually needs. And you can go to, they got a chart that you can start off with from the government. You go to the government site, and they'll have what the body needs. The federal government, the USDA, have a chart that tells you how much the body needs of everything, okay? And then you can start from there, because what you need to do is take your spare time and make up a chart as to what you're going to eat every day. What's 5 things or 6 things or 7 things that you're going to eat at one time to get all the necessary minerals and nutrients that you need right then, so you can make that perfect cake. Now, think about it. Your body needs all this stuff. But just sit down and you have bacon and eggs and potatoes and a cup of coffee in the morning. That's not a complete meal, okay? Then you're not getting all those necessary nutrients stuff that you need. Then you take a vitamin supplement. You're getting used to taking drugs, basically. You're getting used to taking drugs because you're not eating right. So you need something to supplement what you're eating so that the body can work better, you know, during the course of the day. So if you're eating bacon and eggs in the morning, like, okay, the body only needs 20, if you're adult, the body needs around 26 grams of protein. That's about 1 scoop of tuna fish or half a piece of chicken or maybe a cup and a half of beans, you know, for the whole day. Think about that. That's just for the whole day. Now, if you, excuse me, my throat's a little harsh, but I'm not letting it stop me. That's for the whole day. So if you eat bacon and eggs in the morning, eggs is almost complete food by itself. But if you're eating bacon and eggs in the morning, you know, with a couple of slices of toast. Or if you get up in the morning, then in the afternoon, right, you have your nice little turkey sandwich, lettuce and tomatoes on, some whole wheat bread, you know, a couple of orange juice. You know what I'm saying? That's more protein. And you got enough protein in your system for the whole day just by eating the bacon and eggs this morning. You don't need any more protein. Then at lunch, you get an 8-ounce steak. Oh, man, you got it going on, you know? You see what I'm saying? Way too much protein. Now, cancer is a protein derivative. That's why so many people are getting it. You're getting too much protein in your system, so the body makes something to eat the protein. And what we're not realizing is that your body is protein. So when it makes something to eat the excess protein that you're making, it will eat your body as well. And that's what's going on. That's why so many people die from cancer. And instead of them cutting back on a person's protein, you know, they think you got cancer. They don't tell you to cut back on the protein content. They don't send you to the food. They want you to take chemo, which don't cure cancer. Hello? Chemo don't cure cancer, okay? I've talked to some people that say that chemo put their cancer in remission, okay? I'm not mad about that. But everybody I know that's on chemo still died from cancer, okay? Cancer came back someplace else. Because the thing that creating the cancer, not using to create, but the thing that's making the cancer, you never stop eating. The way you're eating to make you sick, you never stop eating. My philosophy is if you eat your way into health, into bad health, you can eat your way out. And so that's what we need to do. We need to monitor what we're consuming, and any type of recreational drugs. No. You do not need alcohol. They make it seem like you do, but you don't need that liquor. Okay. I haven't had a drink in it has to be close to 55 years. I'm telling on myself right now, but that's like 55 years ago since I had a drink. Think about that. You know, you don't need the stuff. All right. And every commercial, or not every commercial, but all the TV shows, let's toast, have a drink. You know what I'm saying? They push in the booze so hard that they make what the honorable Miss Burkhardt says, make evil Pharisee. You don't need the booze, okay? You don't have to drink it at all. So, I mean, you can have a drink. If you want to toast somebody, it don't have to be alcohol. It could be something else. When people say, let's toast so-and-so, so-and-so, hey, I got a glass of fruit juice. Sure, I toast with you, clink. But I'm not bringing alcohol in my system. You follow what I'm saying? I go into the bar with people, and I order a soda. Or they have this sub called Champagne Grenadine. I get that. You know what I mean? It's a non-alcoholic drink. They pay on the leg for it, but it's no alcohol. You see what I'm saying? But I'm in the club hanging out with somebody if I want to. But I don't have to, how they say in the book, you can be of the world, but not in the world. You can go out in the world and participate with your friends, but you have to be mindful of what you're doing. That's going to keep you healthy, keep you sane. You know what I'm saying? If you're out there snorting coke and smoking crack cocaine and taking those opioids, well, the doctor gave you the opioids. It's just amazing. That's what the drug boys do. They play rough. They're very smart. And they lobby Congress and all that stuff to get this stuff passed. And then people starting sick and dying. They make $1 trillion and the Congress fined them $10 billion. $10 billion, if you make $10 billion, it's cost of doing business. You know what I mean? They're glad to get $10 billion if they done made $1 trillion off the dog of an opioid crisis. You follow what I'm saying? It's just amazing how things are going on. But you have to regulate your own self. And the book, the Bible says, physician, heal thyself. Only difference between the doctor that you go to and you is the books you read. While you're reading comic books on Superman, he's reading medical stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And the same thing with a person that's in the music. You know, while you're reading comic books, they study the music charts and sheets and playing the instrument. So they're going to be way proficient at the instrument than you are because you're not into that. But now if you ask them stuff about the comic books, they're not going to know because that's not what they're into. See what I'm saying? So nobody's smarter than you. They just pick different occupations to get into. But the book says, I'm telling you what the book says. The book says we are all gods. Now, we are all gods. That means we're unlimited. This notion about some spooky guy up there, your ancestors knew better than that. That's why they said men and women are gods. They knew there ain't nothing spooky about nothing. You want something done, you got to get up and do it. Okay? You go in there and have a refrigerator full of food. And you can pray all day long. That food is not going to come out and cook itself and put it in your belly. You know what I'm saying? God is not going to put that food in your belly. You got to get up, cook, and eat. If you're going to eat, if you're going to survive, that's what you have to do. You know, this is what's going on. You are a designer. So you can design a system for yourself. And that's what I'm asking you to do now. Design a system, a methodology of eating to keep you healthy. But you have to study within the foods, okay? Now, the first half an hour, we're going through that the first half an hour. Now, the next half an hour, all right, I'm going to get into a couple of foods. You need to set up a nutrient chart, okay? Now, I'm going to get into a couple of foods in the food and what the food contains that the body is going to need, okay? That's going to be right back, right from a little commercial here. Give a little shout out to the... Some of the people are out there trying to do something to help us get where we got to go. All right, I'll do this on a half an hour for the people that chiming in. You want to hear the commercial, so they can chime in, hear the commercial. That's good too, you know. But this is Elohim Five Tribes, Foundation of Cyrus. commonly called the constellation Osiris. Well, these names are lines, but we call the constellation Elohim. If you want to know why I call it that, look up the Bill God. They'll tell you that's where we came from. You know, and they know that they had the oral history for 100,000 years. Not 100,000 years, but 1,000 years. They had the oral history, okay? And they're telling the people that come over there, we come from up around Orion's Belt constellation. We come from the from Osiris A and Osiris B. I don't know why I didn't want to come out. We possess Elohim Speak, 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia time. The calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 on your dial if you want to say something or you just want to give us acknowledgement or let us know you're on the, we bet you're on the line. We appreciate that sometimes. Just a shout out is good. Okay. Now, the phone number is 516-453-9230. We don't call your name out. We just use the last 4 digits of the phone number. And that'll let you know that we acknowledge your hand up and we'll give you a chance. You can have a chance to speak or whatever you want to say, you want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about. Up to you. You know what I mean? This is an interactive station, so you can voice your opinion if you want to. Just press 1 on your dial. And that let us know that, hey, man, I got something to say. And we'll let you say it, okay? Now, on Monday, we talk about society news, okay? Let you know what's going on with the society. On Tuesday, we get into the tyrannical scriptures. That's the secret doctrine. Everybody don't have this book. Now we get into the book, read certain pages of the book. Now the members of the society have this book, and they can read along with us and deal with what's going on in the book. It's a very powerful book. It's not a book where you have the occult practitioners in there. We took all that out. Pure power, how to set your businesses up, how to run your company, how to set up your church, all this stuff, what an indenture is, what an indenture agreement is, how to set up your truck, all this is in the book, stuff that you need to know to run your business, you know, how to organize your business, you know, how to set up stands if you're going to be making money out there. All this is in the book. There ain't no long stories in there about somebody climbing over the mountain and you know, and all that kind of stuff. See, that's the occult practitioner. The story brings you into the cult. But a lot of times you need the stories to get the moral from the story. I'm sure you're doing a commercial, right? Okay. Wednesday, we talk about politics. Thursday is the economy. Friday is health. Sunday, we deal with realigning yourself to source energy. That's what we call religion. Okay? That's the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Law, TCCA. We're talking about the Bible 2.0. We want to reintroduce you to the book so that you can know how to read it, okay? We have released the Gospel CD, 911 Jesus Mercy, Jesus is Coming. The link is CD Elohim Christ 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 track, Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? Well, he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that's adopted because you might just be getting rid of the child that's going to save us from this mess that we are to, okay? So brothers out there, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them. And believe me, them babies need both parents, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Between all my children, grandchildren, all that, I got about 34 of them out there. So, and they need both parents. You know, it's very important, okay? Now, don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Crisis Come. For more information on the CD or book, it's in CD and book form. So for more information, just call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, okay? That's Monday through Saturday. And, okay. My email address, lchristelohim@gmail.com. Okay. That's ELCHRISTALIHEM at gmail.com. Okay. You can rest teach me your email. Okay. Don't forget my website. The website that we've set up now is Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love. Type that into your search engine and that'll take you right to our site. Okay. We want to have some instructions on the site. We're going to let you know about who we are, what we want, all that kind of stuff. All the members have that in their book. But we're going to put it on a website so that those that are coming to the site can read and see what's going on. Also, you'll be able to order some of our products from the site. If you have a product that you have for sale, you'll be able to put on the site as well, like Amazon, Walmart, the rest of them. We'll have a site like that because we need our own stuff set up, okay? We're also into the Bitcoin, Carabars, and all that. Not Carabars, but Bitcoin, Univals, Nodes, and all that, because there's a banking system out there that you can use for yourself and society, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamicha 11. She has spoken word, and she speaks a pretty good spoken word, so you need to check her out. But right now, last time I checked, she was doing some singing. That sister sounds pretty good, you know? Also, we scheduled to do Legacy of the Nation show, normally hosted by Brother Mac. But Brother Mac made transition, so we're going to do the show in honor of him, Black History. On Saturday, we're going to be doing Black History. We're going to be doing Black History on Saturday, okay? And while we do Black History, actually Black History is world history, but the white tribe, the 1% that's running the white tribe, we can't blame every Caucasian on the planet for what a few of them are doing. The 1% that are running a white tribe are blocking history of what black folks are doing. So we have to, speak of ourselves because we have to talk about what we're doing out there, and that's what we do, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. Those of you who've never been to a spiritual advisor, give her a call. Her number is 909-749-8626. You'd be surprised at what they can psychically drum up over the phone. I'm telling you, it's absolutely amazing. She did a reading on me, and I thought it was really good. You know, I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. I did the spiritual readings as well. I don't advertise it too much because you can get pretty busy doing spiritual readings, I'm telling you. I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA, ACL. 1918 and 1929 of the world. Hit me every week for more information. Contact President Mark P. at UNA 267. 822-23. And he'll give you a lowdown on what he's doing and what's going on with the UNA, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout out to UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give them a call. I got four of them, and they fit really, really good. I'm going to give a shout out to the number is 609-58-5828. I also like to give a shout out to Sigma Electronics, that's industrial electricity. So if you need sockets, lights, anything like that, just give them a call. They do a pretty good job. We get some work over here, and my lights are still working fine. Anything blew out. So that's one of my children's companies. So I got to stick my chest out. When it's good to do something, let's just stick your chest out because it makes a difference, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, right under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Actually, 7. He just released another CD last month, I think it was. He's on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, Heaven 2019 T. Thornton. For more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077. Let me ask him about his CDs and what he's doing. Also, he has a record studio out there. So if you're into recording and you want to get your album done, he got 7 CDs on the market, so he must know what he's doing up there, okay? And if you listen to my album, he has some in a beautiful harmony. He helped me with the harmony on my album, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Telepath Learning Academy. Licensed and certified, she's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. All right, you got to love it. That's one of my little ones, too. So stick your chest out when your little ones are born good, okay? Telepath has before and has a school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children, services call 610-628-8252 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. You notice how you can turn children. How do you turn kids too much? There's a reason for that. Because kids, when they use the term kid on TV all the time, they're relating to Balcony. Beelzebub. They're relating to the negative forces. See what I'm saying? They're talking about the children of Beelzebub. This is what they're talking about when they use the term kids. And when these hosts get on it, they use the term children too much. They'll get mad at them. They don't want you to use the term children too much. See? It's a little game. It's a little occult game they got going on. But you don't know what's going on because you're not really into the occult. Because you don't really know what the occult is. So it kind of have you a little screwed up. They do things right in front of you. You don't know where they are. Okay? Her email address, telepathlearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd love to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And right now, they just have a call because he's giving out nutrient charts. He's giving out herbal charts, free of charge. Just give him a call. He'll text it right to you, okay? And we got Dr. Bill. His number is 61-561-3864. He has water purification systems that he's on. You might want to give him a call, okay? So if you're sick and not calling one of these specials, you deserve to be sick. Well, I'm not. Nobody really deserves to be sick. So so don't worry. Give him a call. Don't worry. Be healthy, okay? Now, let's get into the second portion of what we're talking about here, okay? Now, I'm just going to, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of everything because, boy, it's a lot, you know? And so we're just going to do maybe one or two things. I think every week we're going to go through one or two things. So to give you an idea, hold on for a second. Just to give you an idea of what's going on, okay? Now, this is what's going on with each one of the foods that you eat, okay? Let's say beans, all right? Let's just deal with beans for a second, okay? Cook, drain, some raw, cook and cut, cut French beans. That's French style, that's string beans, okay? Now this is for one cup. I'm not gonna get into a lot of it. There's a lot of information here, and what you have to do is go through some of this information, make up a nutrient chart, see what you're getting. Okay, one cup, 125 grams. All right. Now the water content, 89 grams. Okay, this is 89% of what you need in water. Food energy. I guess it'd be calories. You get 45 grams calories, right? Now you get protein. Now there's 2 grams of protein. This is in string beans. 2 grams of protein is in the green beans. Hello? Okay. And the fat, just trace elements of fat. Now that's fat in the green beans, okay? Saturated fat, 0.1. I'm just going down some of the stuff that's in the food, okay? Monounsaturated fat, trace elements. Polyunsaturated fat, okay, 0.2 grams, okay? Then you get into cholesterol. There's no cholesterol in the string beans. You got a carbohydrate. You get 10 grams of carbohydrate. Now you got calcium, 58 grams of calcium, okay, in string beans. Now think about it. French string beans got 58 grams of calcium. Who knew there were calcium in string beans, right? Now phosphorus, you got 49 grams of phosphorus in there. You got iron, 1.6 grams of iron in a string bean. Think about that. That's the French cut string beans, okay? Now you got potassium, 375 grams of potassium, right? Sodium, 4 grams of sodium, okay? Now you have vitamin A. All right, you got 830 not grams of vitamin, but and that's the international unit IU. That's like half of what we would. You're talking about vitamin A grams. You're talking about 830. We're talking about 420 grams. Okay. Now moving on down the line, thiamine, 0.09 grams of thiamine. You got raw flavor, 0.12 grams of raw flavor. You got niacin, 0.8 grams of niacin. You got ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid, you have vitamin C, right? Okay. And then you got, that's what I'm saying. These are some of the things that's in just the string bean. Okay. Now, what I have here, okay, I have a list of all of the vegetables, all of the fruits, you name it. I got across the board every doggone thing. What's in it, what you need, you know, how much stuff you have to have. If you're going to get serious about eating, all right, then you need to get some books that have these kind of charts in it, all right? Let me give you the name of the book I'm reading from. It's Nutrient Essentials and Diet Therapy. Two females wrote this book, Charlotte M. Coleman and Nancy G. Pickenlaw. I guess I spelled the name right. But these two sisters put together an amazing book. Now, I got this book. Now, the book I'm reading out of, okay, now I have a nutrient chart set up in the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Volume. There's a nutrient chart in the book of the vegetables that I prescribe, the nutrient chart of what's in them, and that'll give you a guide on how to set your nutrient chart up. It's in the book. That's what I'm saying. The book is designed to help you, not the blood sucker, okay? So the nutrient chart is in the book, and the five vegetables that I recommend that we eat, that's in the book too. What's in the five vegetables, nutrients, and the fruit, apple, orange, grape, and cranberry. So those four fruits and what's in them, the nutrient value, and those, that's in the book as well. It's a very powerful book. It has unincorporated, incorporated papers in there, affidavits for that. It's got a lot of stuff in the book. Tyrannical Scriptures can be volume. You'll know when you get it, once you become part of society, you'll know when you get the book, all the stuff that's in the book. Okay? That's what we talk about on Tuesday. What's in the book, what you need. Now, Tyrannical Scriptures of Christ has come. Okay, that's not the secret doctrine, but it's a lot of information in there as well, especially on me. And what prompted my journey into this particular work, all right? Now, like I said, I have everything, all the beans, fruits, and the vegetables. I can give you a rundown of everything. That's the books right here because I'm looking for them, buying the books. I'm studying, trying to figure out, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I'm trying to figure out how to eat to live. That's what I got the phrase from. They're using a paraphrase in that. They're talking about life to eat, stuff like that there. They twist around a little bit. No. They used to take the stuff. That's what they do. They don't come up with stuff on their own. They take it and put it out there a little differently and change it for their own. You know, like what George Washington did with the Constitution. They didn't come up with the Constitution. They just changed it around a little bit, put their name on it. So, oh, look what we did, you know. They weren't the founding fathers of this country either because they didn't set this thing up. I'm just giving you a little heads up anyhow. So, at any rate, that gives you an idea of why you should be eating. That's the topic for today. Why are you eating? You're eating to generate the perfect self. Think of your body. Think of your belly as an oven. And the ingredients you're putting in as a cake to make the perfect self. Now, what ingredients do you need? What combination of foods do you need to make the perfect self? That's where your mind should be at. You have to worry about losing weight or gaining weight or anything else because if you're creating, this is where creating is, programming. If you make the perfect self, you eat to make the perfect self, your entire metabolism will stabilize itself. You won't be overweight. So you won't have any, the different problems that you have, okay? And if you eat like that, you won't age as quickly. It will begin to reduce the aging process, okay? When the bones start getting old and aching and all that, you know, if you're eating properly, it will be less and less. It's like now I figured out like my body can no longer handle gluten. So now I have to eat. I eat a gluten. I used to eat plenty of bread, stuff like plenty of wheat bread and all that, you know, especially the whole grain and all that. But it began to clog me up. I began to be constipated. I'm trying to figure out why am I constipated? It's the gluten. that I'm having a problem with my joints. What's going on? It was the gluten. So I cut the gluten out, and my joints are working better. I'm walking better and everything else. See what I'm saying? But once you start analyzing your body, you know, your blood pressure, your temperature, and they have machines. They're pretty cheap, $75, I think it's $55 now. They got it on sale at Home Shadow Network. You can get the the blood pressure machine that goes right on your wrist. Stick around on your wrist to give you blood pressure. Give your blood pressure, your blood pressure, measure your heart rate, and stop your systolic pressure. Right, one is the blood going through your veins, right, and one is the the pressure of the blood going through. One is the pressure of the blood that how much pressure that is putting out. If I'm saying how much is going through, how much is putting out. That's what they're talking about, systolic rate and all that kind of stuff. One is supposed, it's supposed to be 120 over 80. Okay, that's what it's supposed to be, 120 over 80. Mine is very shallow, 120 over 80. I get like 140 over 80, and your heart rate is 60 beats per minute, you know. This is basically what I get. So I'm used to my blood being just a little bit high, you know. and sometimes it comes out normal, but it depends on what I'm eating. See, if I go off my diet, those pressures change. See what I'm saying? So you have to monitor what you're eating. This is about health. You don't need to be seeing the doctor no more than once or twice a year. If you're seeing the doctor more than that, then you got to change how you eat, change what you're eating, change something that's going on. Because the doctors, now, doctors are some of the greatest body mechanics on the planet. I got to hand it to Matt. If you get cut, shot, stabbed, or something like that, man, go see the doc. They can patch you up really good. But if you're sick, okay, when you first get sick, you still go to the doctor. Let them find out. They'll break through and find out what's wrong because they want to know what drugs to put you on. You know what I'm saying? So if you're sick, go to them. Let them find out what it is. If there's problems with your heart or whatever, just go and let them check it out. And once they tell you what it is, you go and you start reading, you start studying, all right? So you can see what you can do other than the drugs that they got. If you're in an emergency, the drugs is for emergency purposes. This is my opinion. Okay, this is not. I don't have a doctor's degree or anything. That's not what I'm saying. So I'm just giving you my opinion. Okay, that's what I'm doing. I just want to let you know. But if there's something wrong with, when the doctor finds something wrong with your body, you can go study and figure out what you're not eating to cause this problem. Okay, or what you're eating to cause this problem, all right? And all you have to do is just cut it out, you know? I recommend doing a follow-up on Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi, he's got a good thought process on everything. But I look at his little mustache, his beard that he has. I'm sorry that he's no longer with us. They knocked him off. They knocked off everybody that interfered with that money. But what I'm saying is that there was no black in his beard. So, I mean, he's eating healthy, but he's not eating the right combination of foods to reduce the aging process, okay? I don't care how old you get. Your beard is never supposed to be totally gray. You should have some type of black in your beard, that's what I'm saying. Naturally, I'm not talking about this process stuff that you put in to make your beard black, you know? Although, if you're in the entertainment world, you know, what can you do? You got to look good. But you should have some kind of black in your beard, and you should have black in your hair. Your hair should be totally gray either. That's what I'm saying. If you're eating properly, these things there should be a retrogression process on the aging if you're eating properly. This is what I'm saying. I'm talking from experience. Now, I'm 74 years old. I'm starting straight. I'm 74 years old. I'll be 75 by 2 months. And I'm still going strong. So when I go to the doctor, they get mad at me because I'm not on nothing. I said, you're not taking no supplements, nothing? I said, no, everything I'm getting is coming through the food because I know what's in the food. See, and Dr. Sabi introduced some new stuff, different stuff that I haven't heard of. You know, I'm trying that out now, you know, ordering different things. Now I'm ordering stuff more online because I'm trying to get the stuff that says, non-GMO. It's not GMO. There's no genetically modified organisms in the food that I'm ordering off the internet. I'll pay a little more for it, but it's worth it. See what I'm saying? So the GMO, I'm not sure what they're doing with the food, what they're putting in the food. You can't guarantee none of that. And they have the kind of money to lobby Congress so they don't have to put it on the label. That's how powerful these people are, you know? So the whole system works around the people with the money. But you got to figure out how they become billionaires, and here you're struggling to pay your mortgage. Something's wrong with the process. It's a thought process. They have a different thought process. Then a lot of times it's about access. Sometimes they block your access too. You know what I mean? You have to find a way to get around the blockage because certain groups, they hold back. Like certain other groups, they push forward. So you have to be mindful, okay? And there's nothing wrong with getting in touch with the mother country. There's nothing wrong with Africa. There's nothing wrong with thinking in terms of, I wonder if I can get some of this stuff directly from Africa myself, you know? Now, you have to think about it. You can't be mad at Monsanto. They're feeding millions of people. We're not even growing enough food in our backyard to feed ourselves. So you can't be mad at them because that's what God does. See, God, see what I'm saying? God is responsible for every man, woman, and child on the planet, you see? So once you come up into the mind of God, right, you take responsibility for every man, woman, and child on the planet. Now, if you're coming up with a way to grow food for every man, woman, and child on the planet, you think you and your family are going to be hungry? No, you're not. See, it's all about the thought process. Man, they shut the supermarkets down right now. We'd be in so much trouble, we wouldn't know what to do, you know? We're not growing anything. We're not growing herbs. We're not even practicing that growing herb stuff in a teapot. Okay, we do have a hand up. We're running kind of late here. We only have 2 minutes. So let me see what we got here. 7566. We're waiting for it. 7566, you're on the air. You have a comment or a statement?
Hello, my dear brother Elohim and all the listeners that's on the line. How you doing, brother?
You just made my day. I'm doing fine now. I hear your smiling voice. Boy, that gave me a real Kool-Aid smile.
Thank
you. How you doing out there? How's that leg doing? Okay. That leg, the ankle doing okay?
It's doing okay. It's healing. It's healing good. Yeah. Just wanted to send my blessings your way and all the listeners out there, you know, listening in. I apologize. I was running around up to the last minute, so you know, I just wanted to get my call in, and just
thank you very much.
Blessed day, blessed evening. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the shout out. We can use it, but we're actually out of time right now. So maybe you can call a little earlier next time, I hope, and you can give us a little update on what you're doing. Okay. Okay. I'm giving a closing statement. I've walked the path. I've read what you saw today, and all the actions that I put out, I eagerly embrace its return. And let it be written, so let it be done. Okay, we got about 1 minute left. Are you guys still going to flags and stuff over there, red, black, and green flags?
Yeah, we're still doing the red, black, and green flags, and now I have waist beads. So all the beautiful women out there that's looking to put some waist jewelry, I have waist beads straight from the continent. Just delivered maybe a month ago. Yeah, I have one strand, two strand, and three strands.
Okay, we got about 50 seconds. So you want to give them a call-in number that they can call you and
you can contact me at 215-554-566. I have one strand, two strands, and three strands, and they're straight from the continent of Africa.
Okay, that sounds really good. Okay, and with that, we have to close them. Now, our domain site is Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. You can go to that site, and you'll be able to learn a few things about us, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to order some of this stuff from the site itself. With that,
excellent.
Much love, and we will chit chat again tomorrow. Remember, love is the act.
Yes, much love.
Okay.
One love. Peace and blessings. Yes. Mm-hmm. Peace.